Hi, it's Gary Hoey.
Gary Hoey, great to have you back, man. How are you, sir?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Glad to have you back on the show, man. You're currently out there rocking your 2018 Hoey Rockin' Holiday Tour. The full itinerary on your website, GaryHoey.com. But I know you're going to be here in town December 8th at Callahan's Music Hall. So what's it like to be out on the road as you get this much closer to Christmas? Because last time we talked was in the middle of summertime. Now it's on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? It's great, man. I mean, I cannot believe it's been 23 years that we've been doing this holiday tour. You know, going back to when I recorded it in my bedroom on an 8-track cassette, you know, and my mom's like, Gary, you need to make a nice Christmas record. And, you know, I pull out my guitar, I'm going, like, what if we just kind of went like, you know, maybe a little bit of, you know, you know, we add a little rock to it, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's where Hoey was born, man. I remember I did a show the other night. I played at Daryl's house in New York, and I told the audience, I said, you know, when I created my Christmas music, I tried to imagine, like, you know, whose house I was going to for Christmas. So I was thinking, you know, if I went to James Hetfield's house, you know, he answers the door. He's like, hey, Gary, what's going on, man? You want some eggnog? You know, and that sort of was my inspiration for The Grinch, was going to Metallica for Christmas, you know?
That is so awesome. You have played with so many amazing, legendary guitarists, and matter of fact, you're on that list of top 100 guitarists of all time, which in itself is an honor to talk to you, but you start riffing with somebody, who really stands out as the one person that you really just out of nowhere spontaneously started gelling with?
Well, for me, I mean, you know, growing up, a lot of my favorite guitar players, like, you know, Brian May, Ted Nugent, you know, Jeff Beck, I've actually played with done shows with and stuff. And for me, it's, you know, it's always scary when you first kind of meet your favorite players, because you're kind of like, okay, you know, I grew up listening to these guys. But, you know, you just realize that if you know what you're doing, you know what I mean, you know what to play and when to play, you can kind of hold your own. And I love being with my peers and, like, playing with Satriani, Steve Vai. I was literally on stage going, like, okay, is this really happening right now? You know what I mean? And then you end up settling into it, and you're going, hey, everybody started in a garage somewhere, and they all probably weren't, you know, I don't want to say it, but they sucked. I mean, we all sucked in our garage and trying to play, and then we get better by working at it. But it keeps me humble.
Absolutely. Now, you've been a camp counselor at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp multiple times over the years. What's that like? Because I know that you're really into teaching. We'll talk about your website in a second. But what is that to be like hands-on with some of your biggest fans?
Oh, it's great, man. I mean, the cool thing about the Rock Camp is when I first saw it, I think, okay, this is for, you know, lawyers and doctors that have lots of money, you know, that want to just pay for autographs. And it really isn't. It's we hang out for 4 days in the trenches with these musicians that, you know, played in college or high school, but they never played a gig before. And we have 48 hours to put them in a band, and we coach them. And on Saturday night, they're playing live at the Hard Rock Cafe in Fort Lauderdale, or they're playing the House of Blues in Las Vegas. So it's great. And then we have people like Jason Bonham, you know, Joe Perry has been through two or three times, and we get together, and, you know, and these guys come in, and it's a dream come true for a lot of people, but they get to really see what we do, you know, to put a band together, to get it on stage. And believe me, bro, there's conflicts. You know, sometimes people are fighting. They're like, my drummer's not working out. I'm like, dude, you've been in a band for a day. You know what I mean? It took me like two years to fire my drummer. You broke up in a day, you know?
That's got to be so cool. Now, again, with your just your willingness to give, you've got a guitar with you. It seems like all the time. I love that. It caught me off guard last time. This time I was ready for it. But to be able to just offer people lessons and show them, like, boy, you make it so accessible, and that's got to feel pretty good. How many people have come back and said, you taught me how to play guitar?
Oh, my God, dude. So many people. I love teaching. I love mentoring people and just giving back to guitar and letting people explore it. I always say it's never too late to play. I have guys that started playing at 40, 50 years old. They're playing the blues now. You know, and so I've met tons and tons of people that said I've inspired them to play. And, you know, and there's even famous people that have gone on to, you know, to become in famous bands that, when I was sitting in Hollywood, California, at Guitar Institute, I was doing this thing called open counseling, where I would sit in a room and people come in every 15 minutes and just sit with me, you know, and I just show them some things. I remember John 5 came through one day. I'm like, okay, you're pretty good. I remember, you know, Doug Rappaport, who plays with Edgar Winter on tour now. He's Edgar Winter's guitarist. He's amazing. These are guys that were sitting across from me, you know, asking me for tips, and now they're playing arenas.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And I see John all the time. I'm like, John, what's up, man? He's like, Howie, what are you doing? Because, you know, these are guys that went on and became, you know, legends. And I remember sitting there getting to Hollywood. I met Paul Gilbert, who plays in Mr. Big. And I'm like, Paul, you got to teach me how to pick like that, dude. You know, we would like trade ideas. And Nuno Betancourt's a good friend of mine from Boston, another great guitarist, you know. So it's always good to share stuff, you know.
That's amazing. Now, you also deal a lot with blues, which is fantastic. And what is that like? I mean, you've got obviously the Christmas, you've got the blues, two completely different genres for the most part, but they you can combine them, obviously. But yeah. What are your blues influences versus your regular Christmas and well, your mainstream? Who are your bluesy influences?
Well, for me, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, I kind of grew up on the blues, so it's sort of like coming back full circle. But I don't want to give up the rock side of it. So for me, there's the blues that's, you know, the Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, maybe the, you know. You know what I mean? Or, you know,
it's amazing.
And then there's the BB King, like, you know, that sort of style. And then I go back to like the Cream stuff with like, which is like kind of riff rock, you know?
Right.
So I love all that stuff. I mean, to me, all the Kings, you know, BB King, Freddie King, Albert King.
Yep.
And Burger King. That's my top four things.
I can't argue with you there. So let's talk about this for a quick second. The charity work that you do. Obviously, a special place in your hearts. Toys for Tots, Wounded Warriors, American Veterans. Is there a certain reason that you got into any particular charity? Or is it, I don't know, obviously they all have such a huge impact on what they do. But is there one that really, really means a lot to you for a certain reason?
Yeah, man. You know what's amazing to me is, you know, we were doing Toys for Tots for years and years and years. I mean, we probably did 10 years of Christmas tours just raising toys and having the Marines come down, and it was always great. And then I started stealing the toys. You know, I started seeing the Tonka trucks I never had when I was a kid, you know.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But we they're like, Gary, put the toy down. It's for the kids, you know, and they're pulling it out of my hands. One day we decided to do a thing for the homeless veterans, and I'm like, what do you mean there's homeless veterans? You know what I mean? And then they're like, yeah, homeless veterans that need clothing. And I'm like, what do you mean there's homeless veterans that need clothing? And it just kind of, broke my heart, you know, to think that these people served our country. And one show we had a box at the show. We asked people to bring some clothes, socks, you know, jackets, you know, things like that. So some people stopped at the, you know, Walmart, they bought big packs of socks and things. So people brought a bunch of clothes, and then some veterans actually came down to pick the stuff up. And that was when it hit my heart, because they were homeless vets that were like, man, thank you so much for these warm clothes. I'm going to really need that. And it just, you know, that hit me hard. So now we've been trying to do more for the veterans because of that reason, you know, seeing them in person. And my brother was in the Army. My nephew just did 4 years in Afghanistan. So I'm a big fan of the vets.
That's awesome. Gary, that's awesome. Now, here we are 15 years after your release of Ho, Ho, Hoey, the complete collection. 15 years later, is it complete? Do you need to add to it?
You know what? I think it might be complete, but it's funny. I've been recording some other Christmas stuff. I have a bunch of new songs I recorded that I'm hoping, you know, this year we can put it all together and get out a new album, because we've been going back on the classics for the last 10 years, and I know it never dies because it's Christmas music, but I have some stuff I want to do. Matter of fact, I was messing around with, I want to show you, I was playing a little bit of that'd be cool to do like a, you know, how's it go? know, that Nutcracker thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking of doing something like that, you know. And then go back to, like, the heavy riff, like. What do you think?
I love that. Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, I got to work on it, but then we can do, like, you know. You go like. And I think it goes like. Something like that. I got to figure it out.
Dude, that's awesome. Oh, I just love how we're just brainstorming. This is amazing.
We're going to do it, man.
So, being a Bostonian, am I saying that right?
Yes, I'm a Bostonian. I'm a math hole, too. Sorry.
Nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you this.
That's what they call us.
You've been in the Midwest, and for what do you think? Where is your favorite place to be when the snow is falling?
Wow, man. You know, I mean, the favorite place to be is his home, cuddled up in a blanket, drinking some cognac. But that's not always the case.
Right.
No, I'm thinking, you know, for me, actually, being on the road with the Christmas thing, I mean, I love being obviously up in the mountains. So we play up in Maine, Vermont. It's beautiful. Believe it or not, even going to Detroit, Michigan, man, it's cold, but the people are ready to rock when I come to Detroit.
Oh, you know
also, when we go to Chicago. Chicago is another one, man. You know, it gets cold there, but there's just something about that city. When you come down, you know, when I go in the city, the snow's falling and the river's all frozen there. So I like going there. And I live in New Hampshire, which is actually a beautiful state, man, in the wintertime. It's just coming home here. It's all trees. I live in the woods pretty much, and it's like a postcard.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Yeah. We're now, before I let you go, one silly thing. It's time for one of my stupid contests. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
What time is it? 420.
Do you think that smoking drugs is cool?
It's Just Bob's 420 contest.
Brought to you by Two Stops Higher,
your old school headshot.
103.9 The Fox.
All right, it's the famous 420 contest. I need you to name four things you can do in the snow in 20 seconds. Go!
You can ski, you can make snow angels, snowballs, and you can make an igloo.
Yeah! You did it! Hey, Gary Hoey, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. And looking forward to the gig, Callahan's Music Hall. You're going to be there in Auburn Hills coming up December the 8th. Hoey, 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 always a pleasure to have you. You know we got to go to his website, GaryHoey.com. There's plenty of educational. If you're looking about getting into a guitar career or just want to learn how to play, why not learn from the man himself? Again, GaryHoey.com, and of course, the big complete collection, Ho Ho Hoey, the complete collection. It's 15 years old, but it's a classic now. Can you believe it's been 15 years, Gary?
I still can't believe it, man. It's the years are flying by. My daughter's in college. My son's in high school, bro. Where is it going? That's why I got to go on the road. I got a daughter in college. I have to stay on the road for about 20 years now.
I know you're a busy man, Gary. Thank you so much for your time, and we hope to talk to you again real soon.
Anytime, brother. Always a pleasure. God bless.